weirdest part is about The Shining and about Dr. Sleep, which was kind of what spurred all this.
Yeah.
Is like Stephen King wrote that book because, you know, he hated this The Shining, da 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 da. But in watching the trailer, it totally negates it because the Overlook still exists. They go back to the Overlook in the movie.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like totally not, it's a sequel to the movie.
Yeah.
Which really kind of like, it's fucking, you've got to be kidding me.
I just saw that latest trailer.
Yeah,
and
when they show
like,
the whole movie.
Yeah, when they show the whole movie, it is like so much like Stanley Kubrick's The Shining is amazing. Right, everyone? Right? Hey, that movie was great. Why don't you see it? Not it too,
yes,
but The Shining.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it really is. It's really tied to the Kubrick film.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how you don't do that.
I agree. You know I totally mean? Agree.
I'm hoping for a surprise cameo of Jack Nicholson with a bowl of chili.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's me. I'm a ghost. I'm a huge fat ghost.
Fat ghost.
Yeah, I started vaping in the afterlife.
Well, yeah, well, you, oh, because he's vaping.
I don't stand up no more.
I'm vaping myself.
Turns out all you can get up here is raspberry jewel pods.
Are those bad ones?
Yeah, I
guess.
Well, so
they're illegal now.
I know. Yeah, well,
what you were doing is illegal.
I banned it all. Sorry, it's all banned. Enjoy your AR-15s. Don't be sucking raspberry juice.
And I talked to my Nazi father in the afterlife, and he said we're gonna ban them there too. And then we're gonna get back to cigarettes, folks. Big fat cigarettes.
I had such a bad dream. It was a Muslim person vaping.
Homer realizes.
Call Dr. Sleep.
Homer realizes the beer in the TV isn't there. He goes crazy immediately, which is a very funny
but
detail.
But we also get the blood gets off on the second floor, which I think is
That's
usually
a good gag.
Yeah.
So Homer, he freaks out. He leaves. And he's like, I'm gonna go check like the tool shed for the sharp objects or whatever.
Oh no, he goes, I'm gonna go check out that axe collection.
And Lisa's like, Mom, is he gonna kill us? And my favorite line of this whole thing is
mine too.
She just goes, we're just gonna have to wait and see.
It's so awesome because it's just such a Marge thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I really, truly love that joke.
And in The Shining, it's almost like that. Like, yes. You should have left earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Totally.
You know who
the
this
snow.
Dude is. Yeah.
So he goes into the ballroom, and it's, of course, Mo is the bartender. And he's like, you know, oh, okay, Mo, give me a beer. No, not unless you kill your family.
Well, that's the funny thing is like the speed of it actually makes it much funnier. Like,
yes,
you know what I mean? Like, you get to everything.
Because, like, the bartender doesn't have to dance around
yes,
it.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
we're not talking about the previous caretaker. It's like, it's so transactional. Yeah. Like, I will give you this beer once you kill your family.
Not until you waste your family.
waste. That's the one.
Yes.
Oh, does he say waste? He says, yes. Oh, that's fucking great.
It's just like we're instantly at the typewriter sequence. It's like, what he's typed will be a window into his madness.
Yeah.
Feeling fine.
I thought feeling fine would make for a good tattoo, actually.
Yeah, actually, feeling fine's pretty good.
Feeling fine.
In the courier typewriter font.
Yeah. So then, like, the lightning strikes, and it's no TV, no beer, make Homer go crazy all over the wall, yeah. You know, which is one of the more famous parts of this.
Well, I mean, I didn't see The Shining until I was, like, you know, maybe 19 or 20.
Oh, right, you were a scared.
I was a scared of it. But, like, I'd seen this so much, so that informed when I watched The Shining.
That's
you know what I mean? Like, it went the other way, kind of.
I think I saw them out of order also,
yeah. But
it wasn't, like,
that
you know,
far off.
I saw The Shining when I was a kid.
Certain, like, pop culture things that you just, you feels like you're born knowing. Like, there
yeah.
were such big
yeah.
things that it just permeates all culture.
Like, you Groucho know, Marx. Like, I don't know how, yeah. it's like osmosis. If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed you could put into any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.